This is the M-Bomb Effect. M-Bomb.
Look at this guy. What the hell happened to his eye? He looks insane.
Omen.
I will tell my son this. You better make sure she comes.
Ghost.
It's like going back to contents with Tomb Raider.
Austin Dash.
He eats you alive. Have you not seen Mermaid?
Andrea.
He called her over to use her body to masturbate himself.
Streaming live from YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and the MBombEffect.com. The M-Bomb Effect starts now.
What's going on? Welcome to the M-Bomb Effect. I flew today, boys.
Oh, no.
We are here live in studio in the ROC.
He did it.
I did it.
You got it.
They flew today.
That's right. That was actually kind of a one up there.
Yeah.
One up.
Yeah.
You know who won't be getting it?
Who's that?
Dash.
Oh, the Dash man himself will not be getting it.
No.
Why? Well, because he's not here since he tested positive.
He's got the vid.
He's got vid again.
Yep.
So he's obviously not going to be here.
No.
Not today.
No.
Probably not next week either.
Probably not.
But that's okay. You know why? Because you, my friends out there listening, can give us a call.
You can.
Do you know how to do that? You go 855-MBALM19. That's 855-622-5619. You know what else you can do? Hit reacts.
Yes.
Hit them reacts. And give us all the... you know, all the love and all the hate and all the other things in between.
And there's the man.
Oh, man, it's Omen. Man. Oh, it's all good. You know how. It's all good.
Some ghost man outside, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. I had to fudge the timer a couple of times, so it's okay. It's all good.
What's up?
Oh, we're here. We got some different decorations in here.
Yeah.
You know?
A little spooky
in here.
Yeah. Changing it up a little bit.
I almost left. I was so scared.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so scary.
Too scary.
Yeah, too scary.
I was so startled.
Yep. So I figured it was time to get some things changed up in here. It was a little... I like to change things up once in a while.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got about 3 weeks.
Got to switch it up.
Yeah. 3 weeks.
Yep.
Halloween hangover on the 28th. And are we planning on doing a power hour, do you know? Do you think we should do a power hour on that? It's been since Easter since we've done one, and boy, did that end up bad.
It's already going to be the Halloween hangover.
I think Halloween hangover is going to turn into the Halloween hangover drunken buttons.
I think that's why.
It could.
You might be onto something here. I think you guys understand what happens when... We start doing that.
Yeah.
It's not a full promise. We'll talk and drink it over. Think it over.
You guys are a bunch of alcoholics. No, we're not.
I only drink on the fucking weekends.
This is, yeah.
Friday,
is,
Saturday. Sometimes so Sunday, so if it's stressful.
Skull Boys, we got it going.
What are you drinking, Harold?
We got the old Jack O.
Oh.
By Sam Adams. Samuel Adams talks a lot over here.
Yeah, nice. She's a talk slut.
You gotta enjoy some fall beers once in a while.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They come out with their October.
Oktoberfest. All that good stuff.
I got the 1911 Cider Donut.
I like that one. I got that last year.
It's all right.
It's pretty decent.
Very fall.
Very fall.
And you know, just Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Classic Bud Light.
Classic. You got a classic.
I got a little Monster. Little Beast can over here.
That your favorite one?
That is my favorite one. The White Haze one. It's freaking awesome.
I love the red one, but they don't sell it individually.
What?
It tastes exactly what Sub-Zero's piss would probably taste like.
Probably.
Yeah.
And gum, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everything.
Everything.
All of it. Secretions.
Secretions.
Love that Cthulhu shirt, by the way.
Yeah, a little Cat-Thulu.
Yeah, Cat-Thulu. You got the Cat-Thulu one.
Yeah, it's hard to see, but
it's almost like a comic book type thing.
It is.
Yeah. I like that.
It is kind of like a comic book style.
Yeah. A little comic book action.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am ready.
What are you ready for?
Well, we have 2 weeks. So next week we're going to be on live. And the week after, we're not going to be on live because we have a thing going on.
Yeah, we got a thing.
A thing.
That's all you get to know.
Can't divulge too much into it. I already started recording some things for this. Yeah, I'm stoked. It's been It's been a while. I think this is it's gonna come out nice. I think it's gonna come out nice. And
I would hope so.
Yeah, I'm excited for it because, well, it's kind of a first time we doing this with actual production. Like, we're going to do it because I want.
I guess that's true. Yeah,
I want to make this right. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has to be done pretty good. But can't mention too much, but it does have something to do with spooky season, kind of, sort of.
Yeah,
spooky. I mean, it definitely does. But this is like for us all year round. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can put two and two together and come up with something. But yeah. You'll see in due time.
I don't
time.
Know if they'll think about what it is right correctly.
Pretty sure we kind of mentioned this.
It's a haunted orgy.
Yeah. Gross. Why? No. I gave it up, man.
You gave it away, man.
Damn. You know, like Scary Movie 2, where the chick gets screwed by the ghost. yeah, you know, that's kind of how it is, but with multiple spirits.
Multiple ghosts and spirits and demons.
Not actors, like actual spirits.
Yeah. Not actors, no. No, actual spirits.
Yeah.
Of
almost in that range of field, but probably less orgy. But yeah, it's close of what we're doing.
Yeah, close, but no cigar, you know. How's everyone's week? I mean, it's been one of those weeks, you know, it's just... there.
I hate it.
Why? What happened, Ghost?
I think two people in this room right now are having car troubles.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, actually three.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All three of us are having car trouble right now?
See, bad things come in threes.
Technically. I mean, mine's been going on for quite some time. And I tried making some scheduling happen, and then they just shot it down. Like, oh, we're too booked. I'm like, basically, my horn don't work.
Really?
It hasn't worked since, the summer, the beginning of summer.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You know, brand new car, and here we go.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter how old the car is. I don't care what anyone says. There's always some type of malfunction.
Yeah.
Always. And then, of course.
For me, it's overheating.
Yeah, you got the overheating.
Yeah.
You know?
For no fucking reason.
No. It just, you got to pee on it.
Right? So it started, about 4 days ago.
4 days ago.
Ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I picked my fiance up from work.
Yeah.
Taking us home, and the little needle just starts going over the middle because you're supposed to keep it below the middle line.
Yeah.
So it doesn't overheat.
Yeah.
Mine was like, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go all the way to the top.
Yeah. Top of the mountain.
Yeah. So, and I conveniently had to pull over in front of a car shop.
Yeah.
Left it there overnight because it was after 5 o'clock. They were closed. Got it in. They took it.
Yeah.
Said it was a faulty thermostat. So they fixed that. Yesterday, driving fine. Perfect. On my way here, it decides to throw a party.
It throws a party.
Yep. It's like, I'm going to raise the needle so high.
It's a needle mover.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cars are fucky, man. They have a mind of their own. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
The Subaru died. The alternator went on that. Just completely died. I was running off the battery probably a couple days before it finally went out because I noticed that, it just seemed like it was getting less and less power.
Yeah.
And then just right on 104 highway and started freaking out. The dashboard was lighting on and off. And it was and the engine was skipping, puttering. I was what the hell?
Yeah.
I was right next to Fast Track and I pulled it in there, parked, turned it off. Went to go turn it back on. Dead.
Dead. Absolutely gone.
My girlfriend she was already on 104, right as I call her, so didn't take her that long to get to where I was.
Yeah.
Gave me a jump, let the battery charge up for a little bit. Got it home. It's been sitting there ever since.
Yeah.
Got the new alternator on. I don't have any tools, so I had to call up my usual mechanic. He's got the tools. He brought them over.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much do the work, though. He just kind of mentors.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because I'm getting in there hands-on.
Yeah.
Watch quick YouTube video and get in there.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Got the alternator on.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Get in there, get it done.
Yeah.
Get in there, get it done.
Get in, get it done.
But as I was getting the alternator on, the engine started up perfectly fine. Went to go check the oil. There's nothing in there.
What?
Bone dry. Bone
nothing dry. At all?
So it's been sitting there before I put some new oil in there. Let that circulate for a while and then give it an actual real oil change.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know what it is, man, but I feel like cars do have a sense of like...
I feel like they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I think it's like they know you're having a good time.
Well, I've been talking about getting rid of the Subaru, like around the Subaru, so it's probably like...
You don't talk.
It's not like, fuck it, just get rid of me now.
You can't talk.
It knows. No, I called Wilbert's in front of her.
No, you can't do that.
In front of my car.
No, it knows what's going on. It hears you.
And then she heard, oh, 380 for me? Oh, yeah, alternator's dead.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
No. It's, you know.
She should be back on the road soon.
She'll be back
up
and running.
I got some oil. I'll put that in there, let the engine run for a bit and see how old.
I should at least be able to make it home tonight.
Hopefully.
Without my engine blowing up.
Oh, Jesus. Don't do that.
You got to drive under the limit. Just put your hazards on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As if it's a snowstorm with your wipers at full blast. Yep. That's why you got to do it. That's how it's got to go down.
Fucking car, dude.
Cars are
need
just,
them, but.
Yeah.
Fucking. Pain in the ass.
They are a big pain in the ass. Yeah, so last week we came back and there was computer issues right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We tried.
Having so much fun.
Yeah, well, I had to, you know, the switcher wasn't working correctly because it kept taking the focus off the window. And I found out the day after it was still doing it. And it took me about an hour to figure this out, but it was OneDrive that did that.
Really?
It kept opening and closing, like in milliseconds. And it kept messing everything up.
Mm-hmm. So like, I don't
understand how you find out those problems and fix them. That's crazy.
It took me a while, but I had to run some software to figure it out. And lo and behold, it showed me what was running and like the time, and it just kept popping up every fucking second. I'm like, that's the culprit.
Yeah.
So I uninstalled it, and once I uninstalled it, it stopped doing it. Okay.
Have you reinstalled it?
No, I didn't even bother. I don't use it. I don't like Microsoft stuff is just granted I'm using Windows here, but other than that, I don't really like using Windows too much or Microsoft stuff too much.
No, I'm not a fan of Microsoft software.
No, I know it's just not the best.
I mean, a company named after a dude's dick is not
good. Yeah. I want to talk. I'm glad we're talking about Microsoft because something's happening. There's some things happening right now that it might happen. I'm not sure if this is 100% confirmed.
I think it is.
But they're saying Windows 12 may require a subscription, which it's saying references to subscription edition type and status found in a test build of Windows. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of sick and tired of the subscription-based purchases.
Yeah, I'm tired of, like, do I need a, what's next? I got to have a subscription to fucking McDonald's if I want to eat there.
Yeah.
Yep, that'll be
can't
it.
Can't just have and one-time purchases.
Like, scan your, like, I mean, you got to have a subscription to go to BJ's.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
In Costco.
Costco, too.
A yearly subscription and use their gas and shop there.
Now, there's going to be tiers for that, though. Like, McDonald's, you get the lowest tier, which
and
is probably, like...
And BJ's has tier card levels, too.
Even PlayStation started doing tier levels.
Yeah,
tier levels subscription, yeah.
Well, I'm going to be honest here. With the Switcher software that we got, we use, I had a lifetime purchase of this thing. But then, with the newer software, they dock you for it, so you can't get the newer software. Now, it's forced. You have to get subscription-based in order to get the new stuff. I'm not doing that.
Ew, yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's a software that you download that they don't have to manage too much because it's there.
Yeah, they'll put out an update every once in a while.
Yeah. That probably won't change much, but...
Like, I don't know. I just feel like that the more we as a society keep buying into the subscription-based stuff... Like, I understand streaming, okay? It costs money to keep that going, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But, like... Windows 12. It's a software they don't have to keep running that. Like, they don't have to pay to keep
that
up.
Well, if you think
about
it, it started with fucking magazines.
Yeah.
Like a subscription to a magazine.
Right.
You'd get a fucking copy every month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's digitalized.
Yeah, I guess.
So then
everything turns digital at some point.
Here's the question. Like, what if you buy a computer that has Windows 12 on it? Are you buying the computer with one big purchase and then having to keep paying a subscription-based, you know what I'm saying? You have to keep buying, paying every month or every year? Is that what's going to happen?
Assuming the seller didn't cancel theirs, and then you'd have to restart it in order.
Yeah.
It would still be on there.
True.
But you probably wouldn't be able to access it unless
that sucks.
You reactivated the subscription.
Which is right. It's a ripoff.
Yeah.
Or you go to Best Buy, you buy a new computer, it's got Windows 12 on it. What if they do this? What if the computer you buy now has no software on it, and then you have to go buy it? That's fucked. That's terrible. Right.
Could you imagine buying a computer, and then you have to actually buy the software, too, just to get it going?
Yeah. People, oh, God.
No. People are going to move. Oh. People are going to move right to Linux at that point, I think.
Not too familiar.
As they should.
Linux, it's more in-depth, I guess you could say. You have to, you know, you use a terminal in order to access things and go through different commands and there's different kinds of Linux for different purposes, but I don't know why you would even think about, oh, hey, guys, Windows, let's make it subscription-based now. That's kind of stupid. Like, come on.
Well, on the topic of Microsoft.
Yeah, MicroHard.
They're expected to close their Activision Blizzard deal next week.
What?
Yeah.
So what's happening?
It got approved.
So Call of Duty is probably going to be, and everything else in between is going to be on Xbox
it's
only.
It's guaranteed to remain on PlayStation for at least the next 10 years.
No, that's not bad.
But after that,
yeah,
it'll probably end up like Elder Scrolls and Fallout. Fallout.
Yep.
And this deal costs $68.7 billion.
It's disgusting.
That's Microsoft was all like...
Yeah, that's a disgusting amount of money.
Microsoft bought Activision out?
Just like they did Bethesda.
It took a while, but...
Damn.
Because I thought it would create a monopoly, which it will.
It's going to.
I know, but like, look at our electric company here in Rochester. That's pretty much a monopoly.
What, Spectrum?
Yeah. No.
RGB.
Them. Yeah, people have been talking to them that a new company should be in town.
Yeah,
to give to give people an option.
Give us
a more
choice.
Community-based.
Right.
Yeah. Like Fairport, the town of Fairport here in Rochester. If you don't know what that is, well, it's a town in the outskirts of the city. You have a choice between that or Fairport Electric or something?
I think they supply their own. I don't know what it's called.
I don't,
but it's something along the lines of like that.
Yeah. Here, you don't have that choice.
You just take it.
You have to bend over and smile.
For a while, Spectrum, Time Warner back in the day was like, we had Frontier and...
Yeah, I don't think Frontier,
but then they all fucking cluster fucking merged.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Shit weird.
Spectrum bottom out.
I'll be honest with you, man. Ever since we went to Greenlight, like, it's been so much better. Like, Spectrum
I haven't had an issue with Spectrum yet in our new apartment.
My issue mostly was they were overcharging for the speeds that you get. And then on top of that, every so often, they'll just raise it like $30 more. If you're paying $60.
My internet's been going up.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's hitting. It's like, it used to be like, it was 76 for a while. Now it's like 84, 85.
Jesus.
And I'm like, dude, it's almost hitting 90. It's like, what the fuck?
And for the service you're getting, it's not worth it.
It's okay. Like, I don't really have too much of a problem with it, but I just, like, I can totally get it cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like,
I think freaking, who the hell is my phone subscription?
Not Verizon or
it's T-Mobile. T-Mobile's got lock-in.
T-Mobile
they got internet and they got lock-in internet for like 45.
Oh wow!
And it like will never increase. And it's the same.
I know Verizon just released a new
megabytes per second that I already have. So
a new internet thing.
Yeah, they got a
Verizon Home. Whatever.
They tried offering me that, and look, dude, I'm not moving.
Yeah,
I'm sticking with Greenlight. You know,
they do need to expand quicker.
I agree. I don't know what makes them get to areas quicker. I don't know what's...
It's the construction involved
Greenlight, they got to dig under and lay out
install
lines.
Fiber optics and...
True.
All that.
I know they have to have people sign, like, petitions in order to get it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They go house to house and then make sure that they're going to hook it up to that house.
I mean, that would be nice, though, because, like... Like you said, you don't have it yet.
No.
You live on the other
side
of town.
It hasn't been scheduled to be contracted to go down my street yet.
Like as soon as we moved here in this house, I was like, really? That's Greenlight? I'm like, yes, finally. And then I got rid of Spectrum. I was like, that's it.
Fuck you.
Done. You know, they were playing games with the bills every month. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's just not worth it. All right, let's give you a scenario. How about
yes? I love scenarios.
So it's the spooky season.
I love
it. Let's go with this scenario. What do you think of this? I mean, y'all going upstairs or downstairs on this one? Now you got Michael Myers on the top, and you got Jason on the bottom. You going upstairs?
I'd rather fight Michael Myers.
Yeah. You're going with Michael Myers.
I don't think anybody can really. I think,
Fuck. No, you're not beating Jason.
No, you're not.
No.
Jason will fuck you
up.
Yeah. They're both going to fuck you up.
I think you got more of a chance of Michael Myers because he's actually human.
Yeah. Jason is technically undead.
Yeah.
And can resurrect.
So. Yeah, but Freddy's. Or not Freddy. Jesus. Michael Myers just. He never seems to really die.
It's because they don't understand. They just don't go up to his face and shoot him.
They've shot him in movies and stuff.
He has gotten shot, but it's just like not in the right area.
If you didn't watch last year's movie, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I'm just going to keep it at what people may or may not already know. I don't know. But yeah, he is what he is. So yeah, I don't know. If I had to choose.
Yeah, I'll go upstairs.
Yeah, I'm going up.
But then again, if you think you just have no chance of winning either or.
You don't.
Probably Jason would be more of a glory death. Like, glorifying.
You want to go out with a bang.
Right. Like, I think it would be more honorable if I was killed by Jason, but I think I have a better survival chance if I went against Michael Myers when I'm up against.
Yeah, I think.
If I want a more interesting death, I'd go with Jason.
Yeah.
Right.
But
if you want to actually survive.
If I want to survive,
Michael. You're going. Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right. I guess I'd have to go with Michael then.
Okay, Freddy or Leatherface. Same situation.
Okay.
Leatherface.
Yeah.
Because he's human too.
Yeah. Freddy is not.
He may have a better survival chance. He looks out of shape too. I think I can run away from him.
Not in Mortal Kombat X, he wasn't.
Nah. Mortal Kombat X, dude, that guy was fast. That guy was fast.
Had a fucking ball peen hammer chainsaw.
He'd do the uppercut with the chainsaw and the reach out. Because he extended out the blade,
almost
his reach
the fight
out.
Line just...
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was crazy.
And then once you get you in the air, he can juggle you.
Juggle you.
Apparently, Ghostface is coming to one.
Is he really Ghostface? Well, then I shouldn't say he because it's multiple people.
Right. It could be him or they.
Because I'm just saying because every movie,
Cyrex is a female now.
Well, it's a different universe, so.
Right, it's true. Yeah.
If you're out there bitching about it, oh well.
Oh well.
Woo-hoo. It is what it is. People were bitching about. Who else were they bitching about? They were bitching about one of the other female characters.
Tanya.
Oh, she doesn't look like she. Okay, this is a different universe, different game.
They were straight up calling her ugly. That's what their issue was.
What?
they didn't even know how the fuck she played.
We can't have ugly characters.
Right.
That's discrimination.
I mean,
Shao
Kahn's nothing to look at.
Yeah, I mean, Shao Kahn?
Shiva's. Now, that's something to look at.
There you go. Those forearms.
Oh, yeah.
Pick me up.
Yeah, you know.
Let's
go
for a ride.
And she sounds like this.
Snoo.
That did sound like a Mortal Kombat story.
These are Mortal. These are old school Mortal Kombat.
That's the old school song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The music behind it too.
Yep, this is Jurassic Park.
Yep, we're watching a movie now. Everyone just sit down and relax.
Copyright.
Yeah,
we're watching a movie. Doesn't matter. Everything's good.
Watch a movie live. You can't see it, but we can.
We can. Yeah, it's just people do that though. They'll watch.
They do react to movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you can watch a movie at the same time.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Or unless it's copyright.
Unless it's got.
Well, that's the edited in. Because you can only show 10 seconds of fucking clip.
Yeah.
Before
you get butt
the copyright gods come to get you.
Damn, he went there.
But
companies come, then they get you.
They get you.
Yep.
They all get you.
You got to pay a big fine.
That's like that court case we had.
Big fine.
Yeah. A big fine, all right.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good for you. It gives you good vitamins and minerals. And so even a side of vegetable, you get a choice of vegetable in there.
Do you? Oh,
yeah,
that's
kind of
nice.
So.
That's not too bad.
So my cat did something funny.
Oh.
But you know how Nova is. She's still a kitten at heart. She's only two. Well, here's a video I want to show you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Cat, show me this video.
So we have a camera that's...
So
she's moved it already, as you can see.
Where is this camera?
It's in the living room.
Oh.
It's on the shelf.
Facing the TV.
A shelf?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one facing the.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Is it like on top of this shelf?
It's like in the middle tier.
Middle tier shelf.
So she already moved it, as you can see, and so.
That's her butt.
Yeah, so she's.
She's about to twerk.
She's about to twerk.
Oh, that ass in a circle.
So, she already kind of bumped into it or whatever to move it like that. Probably on accident.
Yeah.
But maybe with her tail.
And then she probably noticed it moved or can move.
So, she's never messed with it before. And then this one day, she decided...
look what I can do.
Yeah, basically. So, I don't know what she's doing right now. But, this is where what happens.
Just,
right next to a,
just knocked it. Right,
look at the way she looks at it from the top.
Yeah, from the top. I'm just gonna jump down.
I'm coming to get you.
She's like a predator looking out for her prey. Like this is like a gazelle to her, and she's a lioness.
I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. Hello. She just fucking leaps.
That was a good jump, though.
Yeah, dude. This cat just
this is a nice leap. Yeah.
Watch this shit, though. This just
usually it comes back for it.
Yeah. She ain't done yet.
Finish her.
Dude. It's been there all this time. And never once did she ever even acknowledge it. And then one day she's like, huh.
That's funny.
What is this? Yeah.
She just keeps pushing it around.
Yeah, she's just, you know, doing her thing.
Still touching it.
I was at work and I was like, what's going on, you know? And I'm like, why is the camera messed up like that? And she wasn't done there yet. There she goes. She's doing some more. Still messing with it. Yeah.
I kill you. I'm gonna mess you up so bad.
Like, why is the camera on the ground? She walks away from her.
She's like, "Yes, I've done all."
She won.
She won.
Fatality.
So I went back
flawless
and
victory.
I went back and I'm in my office and I look at it and I go, I start laughing out loud. I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me!" And so I get home.
It's funny to catch those kind of moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get home and I look and see if the camera's up or whatever. And Kat must have found it and she put it back up on the shelf. Yeah. I go, "Did you see what happened in order for it to get there?" And she goes, "No." And I'm like,
that would be my first thing to do is go back to the footage and try to find it.
That's exactly what I did when I seen it on the ground on my phone. I'm like, what happened? And so, yeah, I showed her the video and she couldn't believe it either. It happened again. We put it back up there.
She went after it again.
She went after it again. So we had to place it somewhere else. Yep. But yeah, just, you never know. You know, cats are like kids. They just, out of the blue, just like, yeah, what's this? And then they go, check it out.
I woke up yesterday. Yesterday morning with my anniversary, my old anniversary flowers I gave to my girl on the ground.
No. Oh.
So rarely we'll forget to feed the cats before like bedtime.
Yeah.
So Loki, when he gets hungry, he forages and he goes after flowers. Thank goodness roses aren't poisonous to cats, but they're all dried up and they're crunchy and stuff. And
yeah.
I just see the flowers out of the vase on the ground, just kind of like crisped up. And I pick them up and I'm like, they're still like there. And I'm just like, these flowers are just taking a beating. Because that's not the first time I've seen them on the floor. Maybe like the third or fourth time. But I'm like, oh my God, it's poor flowers.
Yeah.
No, my fiance's cat did the same thing. I got her a dozen roses.
Yeah.
Had them in a little vase thing.
They're all nice and
dried. Had them on the dresser. We leave for like 20 minutes, go to Wegmans.
Oh, no.
Just
gone.
Just water all over.
Cats and plants in general.
Right?
Yeah.
Just live plants.
But thankfully it was roses because there were some leaves and petals missing.
So. Yeah. So my guess, you know, they get an
nibble on them.
Yeah, you know.
And you can't get mad at them.
No, you can't
really
get mad.
Can't. Yeah.
No.
I mean, unless they do something like completely horrible.
Yeah, like shit on the floor or something.
Yeah, shit on your pillow.
Yeah.
Piss on your tactical gear.
Amber Heard shits on pillows.
Oh, yeah. And then she blames a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was the dog.
That's not my milk.
That's not my what? A label? Label?
Literally. Oh, God.
Yeah, you know. So that's just exactly what happened.
That's funny, though.
You know, it's pretty messed up, though. I don't know what's going on around here in the ROC, but hashtag ROC, hashtag only at Walmart. It's on Facebook. It was 6:15 p.m. on this night. Walmart on Hudson Avenue. Female in parking lot took caller's hubcap off and is trying to sell it back to her. Only in the ROC, not only at Walmart. This is only in the ROC.
That's drugs.
This is Rochester at its finest. You know, you go and you steal someone's hubcap and you try to sell it back to them. Maybe you give them a good deal.
Still a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you maybe get a good deal on it. Maybe they give you a pretty decent, you know, to buy back their hubcap that they, you know.
$5.
Yeah. You know.
Maybe a boot to the face.
Well, you know, this is a pretty prime example of capitalism. You know, you got to make money somehow, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you sell it back.
That's their business. They started a business.
Yeah.
And now they want to see it take off.
Yeah.
They take your hubcaps and resell them to people.
They want to see it take off. Like they took off the hubcap.
I'm pretty sure I saw that idea on Shark Tank.
Oh, Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Not Shark Tank.
And then they passed on
Shark
it. Tank. And now this woman's like a millionaire.
Now look at her.
God. Now where she's at.
Well, what you do.
Should have told her yes.
Yeah. You take off the hubcap. You sell it to the person you stole it from. And then you go get a garbage plate. That is exactly how it is here in Rochester, New York.
That's it. That's how you do it.
That's how you live life.
That's how you live life.
To the fullest.
You buy back the shit you already bought, and then you go get a garbage plate.
Yeah.
RLC, baby.
RLC, baby. You got to do it.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
I will not drink to that.
You wouldn't do this?
No.
Why wouldn't you do this, Omen?
That's the way of living.
It's the way you live. Yeah. Like the town of Webster, where life is worth stealing hubcaps.
Circle of life.
Well, that's right. Technically, okay. That was a round of
you know what subscription-based shit is?
Hmm.
Let's say the mafia did it first.
Okay.
You got to pay them a fee so then the mafia don't fuck up your place of business,
you have
right?
to pay for their protection so they don't fuck you up.
That was literally the first old school subscription that was actually forced onto you. Here's a subscription. I'll bust your kneecaps if you don't pay us.
And the Lin Kuei tried doing that in Mortal Kombat 1.
And look what happened.
But I'm
that
just
poor
like,
old lady.
I didn't see it. I'm just like, Netflix is.
Dude, they're getting out of hand.
They raised the prices.
I canceled my Netflix a while ago.
I did too.
I haven't been on there in a minute. So I got other subscriptions though. But
yeah. They said it though.
It's the same thing.
They go, oh, once this whole thing with the strike is over, we're going to raise our prices again. There's going to be another price hike.
No, they straight out said, hey.
Yeah, what do we got? Oh, what do we got? The car manufacturers. UPS deliverers. What else was on that?
Potentially video games too.
Oh, something about video games. No, there was something else I heard.
Well, the Writers Guild, right?
Yeah.
And then the actors and all that. So, but I think they were mainly talking about those two.
Yeah.
They basically said once it's over, we're gonna jack it.
Yeah,
because
that's
again.
Its own thing.
But it's like, dude, how many times can you? I mean. Wasn't the whole point
of
streaming services?
It's just getting out of hand.
Wasn't it to keep it down?
And prices like keep going up, and it doesn't solve anything. It's actually making a bigger problem.
And my favorite part is when
you have to pay the actors more.
Yeah,
and the writers.
But their excuse is that the world's too overpopulated. There's too much high demand, and
we need more money.
You know, it's not even about the money. It's just about the resources are dwindling, and that's why things are getting more expensive because the less resources we have for such a high demand.
Thanos was right.
And you gotta fucking, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Like, I understand resources and all that, but things for, like, software and all that. Why is that going up? It's not like you have to get more. It's not like a physical, like, thing, right? Like, video games.
They just feel like they're not making enough money. They feel like they can
No, they are.
That's just greed.
That's just greed.
100% back that up on greed.
I think that, it's mostly about greed. I don't think it has anything to do with, oh, it's costing us more. It might cost you a smidgen more, but I guarantee you you're making more than prior year, and don't even give me that bullshit about you can't afford it to keep running your business.
And how about this? I'm going to throw this idea.
Fuck it. You just go ahead and dropped finish. $70 billion on a fucking company. How do you not have enough to sustain yourself?
It's like when a company goes
and you need people
and you
to
know
buy
Microsoft
subscription.
Has other things they bought into.
Exactly.
So
they have other
just computers. They're
fine.
Have other shit bringing in cash for them.
Yeah, dude. They have consoles. They have PC.
Yeah, they got
mobile.
They're making money all over.
They own
place.
Rights to probably other things that we don't know about.
And that's just Microsoft.
That's just Microsoft. Exactly.
That's one company that
you know
they're making hand over fist, man.
Oh yeah.
If they can go out and buy Activision and Blizzard and all that for billions of dollars, come on.
Freaking.
You don't. Okay, so if you're hurting, if you're in the hole and you're spending, say you're spending money on these increase of, resources and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell are you going to cry that you're not making enough money if you just went out and bought those for billions of dollars?
Yeah, they would need their return to be at least double what they spent.
Yeah.
Well, that's always the end game. Yeah. You got to double your money back.
You got to understand.
There's no way they're making $140 billion from fucking Game Pass.
No, God, no.
Or any other services.
I have no problem with people or companies making a profit.
No.
I have a problem with people and companies taking advantage of not only their employees, but their customers, crying the blues that they have no money or their money is not there or whatever. They're saying that they're not making enough or whatever. And then they go and
they
do stuff like this.
They dropped $70 billion on an acquisition.
Yes.
Right. I have a statement. I won't lose it because it's...
That's okay. I used to do security for a company. I'm not going to name companies, but I will say this. Every time they had a huge contract that they had gotten for millions of dollars, that's just going to make them tons of money, guess what would happen? They would lay off massive amounts of people.
Oh, yeah.
Massive amounts of people. Yeah. And they would say, hey, get ready.
Because they're lining their own pockets.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So they don't have to pay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're going to sit there and tell me, oh, it's because the company can't afford it. Bullshit. They can't afford it.
No, you just got a contract for that big of a job.
Yeah.
And now everyone's getting laid off.
Yeah, tell me how that makes
sense.
I'm
sorry, but if my business was doing good and I know that I'm profiting well, I can pay my employees, you know, what?
Fair wage.
Fair wage. I know, health benefits and, you know, updated equipment and all that. But if I noticed that I had extra money, I would put it into the building.
Yeah.
You know, better equipment, better wages. Raises and I would take care of my people.
Put it into the business.
Hey, I'm still making money. I don't have to be super, super filthy rich, but as long as I can sustain the lifestyle I want to live and not get too greedy, pass the fucking shit on.
No, corporate greed is a fucking
terrible,
weird rabbit hole to go down.
It really is. Like, and when you do like, and I'm so sick of this whole thing about, oh, it's because of inflation.
No, it's not.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, nobody's pay really is going up in substantial numbers, right? No. But everything else is.
Yeah.
So how does that make any sense? How do you think you're going to be able to stay afloat?
You're not supposed to. They're snuffing out the poor.
How do you think you're going to stay afloat if you're a company and these people
can't
afford it?
There's going to be like a new lower class. Like there's going to be people in houses that are now probably going to be like considered lower class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and then there's people in apartments or like rentable houses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like studios and it's like homeless. And then it's just like, you can have a house.
Yeah.
But
you're not in that. You're not going to make it into that 1%.
No.
We talked about it last week when there was that Reddit post and it said multifamily homes. And this, you got to understand, this is all in different countries and stuff. Oh, well, that's going to happen here. They're already trying to push that.
I talked to Ghost and we threw that idea around and it's just like, you really think about it. I don't think a single family can sustain that image of what living used to be like.
No.
I think it's going to take a group of people.
It will literally take an army.
Like to have that sustainable lifestyle, but now you may have to actually share it with more people. You know, you got your mother and father. Now it may be like grouping with like friends or, you know, family and going in together, pulling in all your money to like
make it,
throw something at this just to have that lifestyle
to make it and be able to sustain it. And
because there's just no, if the housing market,
it's terrible,
is what's going for, and
it's terrible
bills and all that.
I mean,
that
if you can make it on your own, good for you.
Good for you. But you have a good job. You worked hard for it. I completely give you the support, but you know, there's just a social, definitely a social class that wants to get into that area too, but we just got to fight a little harder.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, it's hard right now. Like the housing market right now, as it stands, it's almost like to the point where I feel like this is happening all around the country too, where people, or not even people, but companies are taking houses, like they're outbidding people on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course they go and rent it out or something like that.
Yep.
Like flip it or whatever. But that ain't fair because people are looking to buy a house, say for like $200,000, right? You get a house for $200,000. Oh, instead of it being $200,000, now somebody outbid you, and now they're buying it for like say $280,000,
right?
Over asking price. Say the asking price is $200,
or they have cash,
right?
Or,
it's absurd.
Yeah. There will always be someone who can do it better,
right?
Than
you
can
literally be almost so close to getting that house, and then someone can come up right underneath. I find that to be actually really stupid.
Yep.
Unless the owners of that house specifically pick that person. You just be like, I don't care what they offered. I'm giving it to that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet there's people who have those stories too. Like, oh, these people came out and tried to outbid us, but these homeowners, they just really wanted us because they thought we would appreciate that better than, I don't know, maybe they felt the vibe or something or energy.
They were vibing.
Vibe, catch a vibe.
I love it's a shitty
it situation. Sucks.
Yeah. It is.
And like, you know, people are just struggling right now. And just these companies are like, oh, how can we get more money?
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's just money, money, money.
That's all.
It's burning through resources for no reason. And I'll go back on the resources that I wanted to say earlier.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who says we have to come up with new technology every year, if not even under a year? Why do we need a new car model every year?
Yeah.
We don't.
No, we don't.
You don't see the Xbox or PlayStation.
Come to expect that.
Yes and no. New iPhone. But we don't need to.
Yeah.
It does
design a car.
Call of Duty does it.
Design a car.
New game every year.
It's terrible.
I'm just saying, like it's just rehashed shit,
and we never see it.
Burns through money, resources, and nothing. Yep. And all I'm seeing is the same shit with no improvement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just looks different, and that's it.
Just a little bit.
We don't need new cars and new phones or new TVs every fucking year.
Nope.
Because there's no difference. All it is just a fucking price.
It works.
And just more shit to burn through our resources. Yep. Just make a bunch of TVs, let them sell it. Oh, it's still too much high demand. There's like, I don't care.
No.
Fun fact, I mean, this
you make a limit, you set the limit, that's it.
This TV right here that you see behind me, this is from 2007, 2008. So, look, it's still kicking.
Yeah.
It's a Samsung. So, I've had it for so long, like, and it's still going.
Samsung TVs are really good, though.
I mean, TVs go. I mean, after a while,
of course.
Maybe they'll get, like, burnt out or, like, I mean, mine's been working pretty hard. It's got some burn spots on the side from being on for too long. Like,
it's working too.
I thought they were, like, stains, but it's just, like, it's just the burns from the light.
Yeah, burns from all the
being on too
meth
long
it was or smoking. It's working 2 40-hour shifts. It's got to smoke and burn, do something.
Yeah, it's
got to have fun, dude. It's got to relax. Got
to have a good time.
Yeah.
Is your TV smoking?
No, that's Ghost Xbox.
Yes.
Remember that? Oh. I don't know, man. It's technology. Like, I just bought this phone. This is the Samsung S23 Ultra.
I tracked the shit out of mine.
I wasn't going to buy it, right? I was going to keep the one I had for almost 3 years. But then they gave me a deal. They're like, hey, you can trade in your phone. We'll give you, like, we'll trade it in for $800, right?
Yeah.
I'd be stupid not to do that.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it. I wasn't wanting or planning on buying another phone, but why not?
Yeah.
So I did. I was like, okay, let's trade this bitch in, get the newest model. I personally don't care if it's the newest model. I don't need it.
No.
I just need it to work.
Exactly.
Yeah. As long as I can call people.
Call people, text, play music.
Browse.
And do things for the show and my clothing stuff. I'm good. I don't care. I don't need anything else from it.
No.
And good camera. I do need a good camera.
I do too. And when I got this one, I always ask, and it's shit. Every time. Every fucking time I go to get a new phone.
I don't think it's bad when I zoom in.
Yeah. I don't think they have the zooming in too much.
No.
No, I think the quality goes down dramatically.
Well,
I mean, you can take a clear-ass picture of the fucking moon.
Unless you have, like, the newest. Yeah, that's true. There's only two phones you can choose from. It's either the newest Samsung or the newest fucking
Apple.
You know, Apple phone. Yeah. And I'm just like, fuck.
Speaking of the newest Apple phone.
The titanium.
If you're an Apple fanatic.
They got titanium.
Cunts.
Whoa! Andrew's not here, though.
Their newest iPhone.
Sucks ass. It will literally suck your ass.
Is able to play video games.
Yeah, I saw this.
Kermager.
Yep.
Kermager.
Oh, I saw this.
Currently playing Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
It probably has a controller, too.
The new iPhone can sync up with a PS5 controller.
I will say
that's fantastic.
I will say this.
Connect it to a screen and so bigger display.
I will say this. They have this thing. It's called the Backbone. PlayStation has their own, and I think there's a default model that kind of goes hand in hand with Xbox's controller. But it's basically this thing where you can put your phone in between it and use it as a gaming device.
Yeah,
you can play any game on it.
Portable.
Like, yeah,
it'll connect right to
portable
your console.
Porno and all the above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but. Well, no, because Sony just released their handheld, not the Backbone.
Oh,
their answer to the Backbone.
That is a disgrace.
But it needs
a
Wi-Fi connection.
And I'll be honest with you, Remote.
So you can't use it if you leave home.
Remote play.
It's so stupid.
Remote play for PlayStation sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It is the most clunkiest for way of streaming your gaming device. I like Parsec from PC. I click it, opens it right up. PlayStation, the remote play, I click it, it loads, and it fails almost every fucking time. I go, unless I'm home. If I go anywhere else, no, it fails.
Yeah, work, man. Because you're on your internet, which your PS5 is connected to, and
yeah,
there you go.
I could go to China, and I could click on Parsec, and I can access my tower in my living room. Yep. No problem. PlayStation, for some reason, can't get this down. I don't understand why. It's not hard, but apparently it's the most difficult thing that they can get down. So that's why I get kind of turned off from it.
I mean, I haven't tried gaming. I've had the PlayStation app, and I've streamed my movies through the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I've watched my movies I bought on the PSN that I wish I'd never did.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because they're not really yours.
Because they're not really your fucking movies. No, you don't actually. At some point, you're not going to be able to access that movie.
Amazon does it too.
Yeah.
You don't own those movies.
Yeah. You buy anything off of PSN or any game console or any other streaming, you don't own the movie.
No, you don't own it.
No,
it's not good for you.
Or the game, for that matter.
No, you don't even own the game now. But they still charge you $69.99 plus tax,
which used to be a fun number.
Used to be fun.
Having
now
the actual digital copy.
That's literally you are
or
fun.
The actual hard copy is the only way you can actually play it.
Yeah. Well, the APB is out.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go. Old Post Bulletin.
I got a drink.
Drink.
My drink.
Drink.
Fuck.
This is All Post Bulletin. This is where we dive into social media.
There we go.
Yep. You know how it goes.
Skull, mate.
Skull. All right. We got a few of them here, I think.
All right. What do we got?
Let's get to it. Canada is a scary place to live.
What?
I just watched a member of my husband's family have a mental breakdown, and his wife started floating the idea of euthanasia because he ran away. He was so afraid of going to a hospital. He has since recovered and doesn't need to be euthanized. But they literally brought it up as an option because the doctors were suggesting he was in a state of rapid onset dementia. I don't think I will ever spend another dime to visit that country again. I have major depression, and I don't think it's a good idea for my American dollars to support a country that would euthanize me for having a bad month. What do you boys think of that?
Wait.
And also, if you live in Canada, from some of our listeners who do, please let us know what you think of this. Give us the rundown of this.
So this guy visited Canada.
Yeah.
He had a mental breakdown around...
Yeah.
So I assume they have family in Canada.
My husband's family had a mental breakdown. Yeah. Okay, so I'm confused. Okay, so they went to Canada.
So the husband
they
live
in Canada?
No.
I assume her family does. Or they all traveled there at the same time.
My husband's family. I gotta see it.
Yeah, it says, I just watched a member of my husband's family have a mental breakdown, and his wife started floating the idea of euthanasia because he ran away. He was so afraid of going to a hospital. So, because
if
he's having...
you don't know what euthanasia is, it's
when...
Like assisted suicide.
Legal, yeah, it's like illegal assisted suicide.
Legalize it.
Yeah.
So...
legalize it.
I don't know. I mean, I want to know because I know we have listeners in Canada.
Oh, that one's confusing.
I want to know if this is true. Like, would they really euthanize you for having a mental breakdown or having a mental illness?
Wait.
No. First off, you can't just up and decide if someone can get euthanized. It's up to them.
Yeah, but this is a different country, though. I don't know if it...
No.
I don't know what their laws are.
No, the laws behind euthanizing, it's the person, that person who's going through that problem has to go through it.
I'm sorry. But
they
way
choose to go through that process.
The way this is worded in the second paragraph, he has since recovered and doesn't need to be euthanized. Why would he need to be euthanized at all? I don't understand that. Like that sentence right there.
Apparently, even if he does have dementia,
just
what?
Leave him be.
Just leave him alone. Let the guy just live. He's gonna have a mental breakdown. Everybody does once in a while. Don't need to be.
Unless you can fully prove someone is not of sound mind and body, someone else cannot make medical decisions.
Right.
For
if anything, the only thing you could do is put him in a mental ward.
Good.
But you can't just up and
you can't just fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Like,
You can't just go to a doctor and be like, oh, this guy needs to be euthanized.
Even if the doctor suggests euthanasia,
you're like, ma'am, this is an animal hospital. What are you doing here?
Why? Like, what?
An animal hospital.
Just do it. It's the same thing.
Just do it.
Yeah, he's clearly in a Halloween dog costume.
Yeah.
Well, there's that guy in Japan who's living the life of a collie now, Omen, so. Uh-oh. Remember?
Of what?
He's living a life as a dog. He's got a collie, like Lassie.
Oh.
He's got a Lassie suit, basically, and he's just getting walked around and
living life.
He's living it up.
Living that dog life.
Living that doge life.
But going up and sniffing people's asses.
Probably. I mean, that's what dogs do, right?
But I was supposed to be a dog. Well, kill yourself and start over.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Reincarnation.
Don't take it back. Don't do that.
But dude, what is going on? If this is really happening in Canada, I didn't realize that Canada was okay with euthanizing people.
I thought we did a story.
It depends on the situation.
I don't think they just have a place where anybody can just walk in and do it. I think they have it sympathetically for people who go through tough times. Probably have if they have an uncurable disease or something, and they just want to I'm done. What's the point?
Hey Tom, I'm gonna be out for the. Let's look at the calendar. So the 16th of November, I'm gonna be off. Why is that, Jerry? Because I have an appointment with my doctor. I'm getting euthanasia that day. Yeah. So
I'll be back as a ghost.
how do you schedule one of these? Like, how do you tell your company, yeah, I'm not going to be in that day? Matter of fact, just I'm not going to be at all ever again after this because I have an appointment to be euthanized. I mean, what is going on over there?
I think it's, I'll go back to I think it's more for the terminally ill or.
Well, I can understand if
extremely just depressed road, but it still has to go up to that person to choose that path.
Actually, no, what you just said.
Oh.
So. Oh, what happened? What did you say?
Okay. Well, it said a federal law to allow euthanasia in Canada.
To allow
it. Okay, so
federal legislation that allows eligible Canadian adults to request medical assistance.
Not here in America, though, for sure. I was, because I have to scour Reddit. Well, look, you were saying about terminal illnesses and all that. I can understand if somebody wants to go out on their own terms, right? Yeah. So that I understand. But suicide because you're going through depression and all that. Look, I think we can all attest that we're against suicide. We don't want anyone to commit suicide.
No. Yeah, no, it's illegal in most of the U.S. Euthanasia.
But I was going through Reddit and I got in this dark part of Reddit and I probably shouldn't have, but I did. And somebody in the United Kingdom was talking about how depressed they were and that they just felt like this all their lives, and then they finally scheduled an appointment to be euthanized. And people were like, oh, my God, this, that, and the other. We wish you luck. And it was kind of surreal just reading this shit because, it was normal to them.
Yeah.
Whereas here, that would be unheard of.
No.
You would never hear, your friend or somebody saying, hey, man, I'm going to get euthanized soon, so, this, that, and the other. And, if you heard somebody say that, you go, what the fuck are you talking about? You would talk them out of it.
Right. Yeah, there's only 9 states in the U.S. that allow it.
Yeah, but these people were not even talking them out of it. They're going along with it, hey, man, good luck with it, and we wish you peace and all that. And I'm like, what the it was so surreal just reading this. I'm like, I couldn't even think about it. I couldn't even fathom that. It's just, it's a different world in different countries. I know that. But damn, I just couldn't even imagine.
No.
Look, I think we've all hit, low points in our life, but I couldn't imagine going to that point where you just schedule a fucking euthanasia. Wouldn't you have time to think about that and go, yeah, that's not going to happen?
No, he does that at the last second. He goes, no, wait.
You're right. What if there's a clause or something where it says you cannot change your mind, this is happening, and then you change your mind?
No, I think you have the right to change your mind.
But what if it states, though, because it's costing them money to put this together, they say, you have to be 100%.
You have to pay for this.
What if you signed a contract?
Is this covered by your medical insurance?
I don't know, man. These are legit questions. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you would actually have to pay out of pocket for this service to be done.
I would think so, but then again, healthcare is different in Europe and stuff. I don't know. And here in America, you definitely have to pay for it. Right. Or your family would, at least.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, maybe I'm wrong about
that. Scheduling to do this, and I think you have all your affairs in order.
I don't know, man. It's just a weird situation. I just don't get it. I just don't know how.
Like, it's up to the insurance company if they want to cover it or not.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
I think that goes back, and if you had a disease or something,
a
they
disease?
Would probably cover it. But yeah. if I think you went willingly, yeah. I don't think yeah. they would.
No.
No. I don't know,
medically
man.
Necessary,
maybe. Yes, that's kind of like how medical insurance works. Like if you get it for free, they'll yeah. make sure if you actually need it.
Yeah.
But if you request something that you actually don't need, they'll make you, and they'll just be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a weird thing, but just even think about euthanasia. Just it's yeah. a different world. But on a lighter note, here's another. It's not so much the post. It's with the comments inside the post. The post was kind of boring, so let's get to this one. This person on the top says, I once tried to have a threesome. There were two no-shows, but I still had a great time. The middle person says, my girlfriend of about 6 weeks said, your birthday present is in the bedroom. I walked in and found a nude girl on the bed. I was thrilled beyond belief until I realized this was my girlfriend's way of introducing me to her girlfriend, who was an angry, jealous bitch who wasn't the least bit interested in me. My threesome was more like a competition and no fun at all. And to top it off, I went home with crabs. And the last God. Person on the bottom says, what?
What?
Bruh, like what's going on in this scenario, huh?
What?
People are way too open on Reddit. And
they don't care because they're not showing their faces.
It's anonymous.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
They could be making it up too, anyway.
They could be.
But it's still funny. Like the scenarios you read or something that you go through. It's just like, you're already playing it through your head. So rather let it be real or not, you're already imagining it.
Yeah.
I'm very convinced that the middle person is most definitely an old co-host of ours. Very convinced. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know. It could be because it's a scenario that happened, basically. But anyways, yeah.
Okay. I was thinking of somebody else for a second. Took me a second.
That's a bop bop bada dum moment. Bop bop bada dum.
Choice.
I don't know. I think that's a bad scenario. I just don't see it happening and working out. I feel like if you have a throwaway relationship, if you have a fling,
yeah,
maybe that's something you would want to just
like,
get
just
it out.
Have a good time.
Yeah,
but.
Right.
But in a serious relationship, I think you're going to cause yourself problems. I mean, we literally witnessed this type of shit happen in front of us.
Yeah, we did.
We watched
it
in
full. Work.
No,
Pandora's box.
It also ends up getting you kicked off the show.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Yeah,
because you don't want to take accountability.
Now.
Yeah, so she's he just goes for the throat.
My zoo is pretty good.
Yeah, I know you got a zoo of your own, man.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
He's got some animal action going on.
The spider population has dwindled.
Oh,
we've had the spiders for about 2 years, almost two and a. Quarter.
Has it been that long already?
Yeah. Since they hatched as babies, I mean, we only got two left. We got Marceline and Rose left. Just two females. And they're both Florida regal jumping spiders.
How old do they live to?
They last about 2-3 years if you're lucky.
Could you imagine if that was
That's about it.
You know, you're born damn. And just...
Hey, I'm born. No, hey, I can walk now. Dead.
No.
Ugh. Yep, like fucking Resident Evil, man.
We used to fucking... It's been a minute since we've done that.
It's been a hot minute.
Yep.
That's an old one.
That's very old. Dude, I don't know, man. That's, so those scenarios there,
what other scenarios we got? I like a good scenario.
Anything else?
No, I didn't have anything else, actually. But I can tell you this, this person here... let's pop this up. So this person, I forgot. I was actually going to do this probably like a month and a half, 2 months ago. So I forgot the initial like story behind it, but I can tell you the gist of it. This person here, right here, this person is, I guess, having a hard time finding a job. And
because of their skin condition?
No, that's not a skin condition, Omen. Those are tattoos.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So I personally,
I thought it was that one skin condition that, what the hell is it called?
Starts with a V.
Yeah.
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
Is that what it is?
Vitiligo. Yeah.
But I mean, what are your thoughts on this scenario though? Like this person, I don't know. I feel like this person is having a hard time finding a job.
Can we zoom in on a little
because
more?
Of the
can
facial
we get a little
tattoos.
More detail. Yeah, let's see what we got here.
I mean, look, man, you got to be understanding it. Yeah,
really sure.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Is he doing like a Batman mask?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
All right, can we just roast this guy real quick? So he's got the tattooed on Batman mask.
I'm Batman.
I just,
isn't that how Batman's mask is?
Maybe.
It covers just like his eyes like that, and just the rest is like kind of open.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, would you feel bad for this person? Because they can't find a job?
I don't know where his status of living is, what his background is. I need to know this person a little more.
Yeah, I mean, but companies don't even look at that, though. They look at this person and go, yeah.
Depending on, I guess, what the... I mean, you can't really discriminate until, you know, if they don't...
You know.
If they're not delivering at the job that they hired for, then you can fire them.
Yeah.
But I guess looks really shouldn't be a thing unless...
Should be equal opportunity.
Should be equal opportunity for anybody, no matter what you look like.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like with New York, it's a fire at will state.
Yeah.
So they don't even have to give you a reason. They just go, hey, get the fuck out, and you're done.
Yep.
And they do. Trust me, they do.
They do, but they're not supposed to.
Well, they
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't, but they shouldn't.
They can, but they shouldn't.
They shouldn't also be paying people
low
wages.
To be honest, I guess in my opinion, I would hire the person. But I would
refill up your
back. I would just watch their work history.
I look at it like this. Like, if the person can do the fucking job,
do it.
If they're qualified, fuck it.
Exactly.
Why not?
Right.
I mean, shit, if I knew a surgeon was able to.
Can we go back on that picture real quick?
Yeah.
And they were covered in tattoos?
Let's make up a job. What do you think he's applying for?
I don't know.
Subway?
Eat Fresh?
Eat Fresh?
Subway sandwich artist? Do you know that here in like the local areas, they start off at like $18 an hour for sandwich artists? It's kind of crazy.
You're called the sandwich artist.
Yeah, well, that's been called sandwich artist for many years, including the time they were getting paid like $9 an hour.
I want my sub to look like a Van Gogh painting.
Yeah, I want it to look like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Or I want it to look like Tomb Raider over there.
Yeah.
Laura Croft.
Make my Subway sandwich look like Laura Croft, Tomb Raider, cone tits.
Cone tits. And it better not have
cone
any round...
sandwich?
Yeah,
best
please.
Sandwich.
It's the only sandwich. And there's no other sandwich I would rather have than to have cone tit sandwich.
Cone tit sandwich.
Cone tit sandwich, my favorite. Mm, delicious. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I think we should think realistically, not just... because forget about logic. Forget about reasoning.
Do you think this person was in a gang?
Personally, no. I don't think so. I don't believe that's the case at all. I don't know. I personally, I'm not somebody who would suggest or even get face tattoos myself. But you got to think from a realistic standpoint. Companies look at that and go,
oh yeah, they'll be like,
know.
Oh no, thank you. But yeah. They won't say it to
they
your
won't
face.
Say it to your face.
They'll just be like, oh, we'll give you a call back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they never call you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they block you from social media.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah. I mean, look at I mean, within the
and
last
then you're not allowed in that business establishment ever again.
Right. But I think it goes hand in hand though. Like, look at this though. I feel like within the last 10 years even, we'll even knock it down to seven. I feel like if you went to an interview with a beard, even, they would probably turn you down. Now, I don't feel like that's the situation at all. Things have changed, thankfully.
Yes and no.
Depending on the job, too.
Depending on the job and what the work is, I think facial hair gives you a kind of credibility. Because I've done landscaping before, and I've done construction, I've done subcontracting before for companies, done landscape installs for people, and I have the facial hair, and, you know, it's I didn't get to groom it today, I didn't oil it, I didn't strain it today, but, you know, when I'm around, like, the older gentlemen,
yeah,
and I'm young, they don't know how young I am, but
yeah,
with the facial hair... I get more respect.
I agree.
When I was doing that type of work,
mm-hmm.
and they seemed more comfortable with you. You know, they're more talkative. Yeah. They feel like you know what you're doing. You look rugged.
You don't have a baby face.
Right. Yeah. You don't have like clean-shaved baby face. You look rugged, and you look like you're built to, you know, you're just doing that job.
Yeah.
And I've always noticed, like, you know, sometimes the facial hair, like, ignore... you know, it drives me crazy, but then you know, I have some days where you talk to like an older gentleman, you know, he's up in his like 50s or 60s, and he's looking at you like, oh, good job, you know your shit.
Yeah.
You know, and you just have like a kind of like a manly conversation about like tools, equipment, you know, landscapes and stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, I've had those conversations before where I've had shorter hair, clean baby face, and, you know, you look young and you just, you know, less respect is there. I feel
they don't
like,
take you seriously.
Right.
Like, they just look at you like, oh, you just, you're
I experience. Think having the facial hair adds character and age to yourself.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it definitely does.
I haven't shaved my face in like 2 years.
I haven't. I don't even I can't remember when I started growing this. I thought I put it in my phone. It's not in there.
I mean, it's been a while. I've trimmed up and all that.
But yeah, but I'll do some shaved with a razor. No.
I'll do some light trimming around the sides. Usually I'll just find those stray hairs that jet out, and I just take the trimmer and go zing, zing, zing.
Yeah.
Only for the hairs that don't want to obey.
Yeah.
But for the main part, I've been mostly letting it go. I shave my neck.
Yeah.
You know, well, I didn't do it today, but.
Yeah, no, but.
That's mostly what I just do. I just trim up the bottom neck half.
I do think that a beard on a guy definitely adds credibility to your, not only your age, but like. Just who you are as a person. But hey, look, it, every different...
also lines of work where I don't want to see beards.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
Like I said, like I was about to say, like every path of life is different. Every walk of life is different. So if you go to, say, somebody who uses like a respirator, right? You can't have a beard.
No.
No, you can't.
You're going to die. Yep. You're going to breathe in fumes because it's not going to get a good seal.
No, that's the thing. Like, if you're in any... You know, if you're police or SWAT or you know, military, firefighters, you know, if you had to wear any gas masks or respirators, you got to have clean shaved face. Cause
short hair, clean shaven.
But police actually, within the last 7 years, did you notice that they're starting to have beards now?
I've seen some with some facial hair.
They'll allow like a little mustache.
But before but now they're actually having beards. Not long, but like.
Because I don't think they go through. They don't really wear masks
at all. Not like that.
No.
Firefighters on the other hand do.
Unless you're setting up for like a breach or something.
Yeah.
And you want to like.
Unless you're a that's more SWAT.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like SWAT or something though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some sort of infantry or.
But like, you know, when I was taking the tests and all that for Monroe County Sheriff's Office and RPD and all that, at that point they didn't want any of it.
What'd they say for security?
You had to shave it. I was shaving until I got a doctor's note stating I can't. Because after a while...
You got sensitive skin,
right? Dude, after a while, my face starts getting fucking... It just feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Every day having to... it sucks. Like, I would have to let it grow out and then start shaving it before it got to a point.
I can't shave, like, the immediately day after. I can't keep it under control because it's so thick.
Yeah.
Like, shaving those hairs, just like... It's like, you gotta let it grow out a little bit so I can, like... It's not as hard, but when they're like those short little stubbles, man, it's just like grinding against sandpaper.
Oh. Yeah. It was uncomfortable, especially in the wintertime.
How many blades would you usually use?
I mean, I like the five blades.
Yeah.
There's six blades out there, but yes, I can't go under four, and I don't like the ones that have over five.
Oh.
There's ones over five?
Yes, I think there's a six one.
Yeah. What? I don't know. I never
used
that.
But I like five. I can do four if I have to, if I'm being a little cheap.
But below that, it will tear my face up.
Oh, my God. Like it grabs in and it digs in. And I'm just like, how the... I used to shave with those, too. And it's just like, I mean, it's just...
All the time.
You ever tried two blade, let alone one blade?
No.
It doesn't work.
I don't want to... No. That already sounds like a bad time.
I hate that.
Would you...
They have those old school ones.
Which ones?
Where you screw in the razor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're a one razor, but they say they work phenomenal.
I don't know about that.
But
maybe if you have
don't mess up with that.
No, I don't mess up with that. That's not good.
You go horizontal.
It's over.
Yeah, you go.
Joker face.
Yep.
How'd you get those smiles on your face? I was shaving and I fucked up.
Let me show you.
How does the Joker shave?
He doesn't.
I don't know. I think the acid bath he fell into, like, kind of
burned away that.
But he has hair, though.
Well, it depends on the which Joker we're talking about.
Yeah, well, with the new Joker, he didn't have an acid bath.
No, he didn't have any.
He just kind of put on the paint.
That was more mental health.
That was a fucking sick ass movie, man. Right.
Can we talk about that movie for a moment?
We did.
I want to talk about why that's a favorite of mine.
It really elaborated on mental health and how screwed up the system was.
Absolutely.
Granted, and how screwed up he was.
Right.
He did have some problems, and the way he was treated, I was rooting for him
the whole movie.
Fucking movie, dude.
Dude, I was like, dude.
Like that train scene.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like laughing because he has that condition. Almost like we have a certain friend who likes to laugh during uncomfortable situations in our group. But, it's kind of like the same thing, but they were just like getting in his face, and it's just like it's not fair to like just not take a second, have some empathy, and understand where you just gotta be a fucking idiot and just like don't like someone because they're different or they.
No.
Granted, those people were drunk and they thought they were being
funny
or cracking a joke towards them, even though it wasn't. It was actually a mental condition.
Yeah.
Did he hand him the card in that scene?
I want to say he did.
Did he try handing the card? And then they were like, "Oh
no, he tried to."
Or they were like, "Did they slap it out of his hand?"
They did. Yeah, that's kinda, right.
Yeah.
No, but that movie really just it hits home, especially if you have like stuff going on in your life. Like, look at that.
The storyline set up for that movie was just like good.
What do you guys think about this new one though? It's supposed to be a musical. Do you like that idea, or do you think it's going to put off this whole series?
I don't know.
I think it can work if
they do it right.
Right.
And
I'm the same way.
Having
But I'll elaborate.
Joaquin Phoenix opposite Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's playing as Harley Quinn.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm not sure, like, I think she's going to be all right with it.
Yeah.
I just think the music.
I think they can do it.
I think the musical part's throwing me off a little bit. I got to see how they do it.
I don't think it'll be full-blown.
I want to see.
Every act will be music.
Right.
I think when the musical part kicks in, it's going to be a mental health thing.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
When they're going to go through, like, maybe, like, a traumatic experience, maybe, like, their brain can't handle or something, maybe it turns it in.
More like to, a like, visual a musical, effect, kind of.
But then they're going to do what they want to do, but then it's going to be musicalized. And I think that...
To show their thought process. Yeah,
and I think the musical process is going to be based on that certain part of a mental health
state. I would like that, Ash. I
like that idea.
They incorporate it like that.
Yeah.
That I like.
Nothing, not just some fucking frozen random.
Yeah, it's like.
Would you like to build that? No.
No, you can't have that on the movie.
Would you like to have it up the ass?
No. Sub-Zero. Circle back around. But I'm just like,
that's the only way I would love to see that implicated.
Yeah.
If you're going to give me Broadway singing or something like that or a musical. Play into it, and I think having like a mental kind of a breakdown moment.
No, they would definitely need it to work into
something
the
where
health.
It's hard for the brain to process or something in their condition. Then the musical kind of kicks in during that situation. I can see that. That would make sense.
Yeah.
They're playing off of that, and then they're going with it, and that turns into that.
Yeah.
Because in that mental mindset, that's how I can see it playing out through their mind.
Mm-hmm.
To them, it's normal, and then but this is what's happening in their head.
Yes. That I can see.
To them, it's a musical.
And that,
but to us, we're just seeing
we're
normal.
We're just seeing, yeah.
You know, it all depends. Like, you know, you're in a different state of mind. You don't understand how that person's thinking or seeing or the thought process or how they're playing out a scenario in their head or how they're processing information differently.
I just think that if they do it right, like you said, something like along those lines, I think that the movie will be okay. If they do it like you were saying about Frozen.
Yeah, if they do it too much, if there's too many singing moments, then extremely turns me off.
Yeah, especially
like I like kids' movies. I like animated movies, too, and I like I'll get behind them. Like,
yeah.
But if you get a little carried away with the singing, then it's just like, oh, God.
Coming from a movie that the original was, it has to be done right.
Yeah.
And regardless, though, I think we can
agree. And I thought they knocked it out of the park.
I think we can agree. This is going to be
just like the story lineup, like how he started inspiring so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And the sequel will either be a huge hit or it will completely bomb.
Yes. Well, this is definitely going to be a 50-50 fucking like two-face thing.
I think this is going to be, I think we can all agree to this. It's going to be a very big challenge for the sequel to beat the first one.
Yeah.
I don't
and
feel
for
like
for a second it had me going because I really thought Joker was Bruce Wayne's brother for a second. And they, to be honest, I really wish they played off of that because that would have made a hell of a fucking backstory, dude. Like, can you imagine if they were actually related?
Oh,
but they
that would have been fun.
So it turns out they weren't. But if if you haven't watched the movie, watch it anyways. It's a pretty dramatic backstory, and like,
I mean,
you see with like that.
Yeah,
you see with that multi-universe Joker's how he got formed.
Yeah,
I like that.
And
story
during that timeline too, that was the best thing too. Is still during a time period.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like it was. Yeah.
No, so, I do like that storyline. I like that universe. I think it makes the most sense.
Yeah. No, it definitely does.
Yeah, I can see that. That's relatable, almost, because I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the other background stories of how Joker kind of came in, and it was like, okay.
Yeah. Now, here's a good question for you. You have that Joker, Joaquin Phoenix. Put that against the other Joker from A Dark Knight.
Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger. Yeah. Who do you think... I shouldn't even say actor-wise. Forget the actors.
Okay, so I think Heath Ledger... Just, I don't even think he...
The Jokers themselves.
He didn't even go through an acid bath. He also put on makeup.
No, he had his
mouth. He had physical scars.
Cut.
He had scars.
Yes.
But not in every scene he was white. He had
throughout the movie face. He lost parts of his...
Yeah, makeup. He did.
Makeup and stuff. But you clearly saw it was just makeup.
Yeah.
But he had the scars... Technically for real in the movie,
but
he wasn't in a bleached accident.
No.
It was still a makeup. So it's hard to compare those two.
It is. It's very
hard. I kind of feel like they're almost on the same level. If anything, Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix was Heath Ledger's backstory. And then we can kind of go into The Dark Knight because that's the future. Because that Joker is in the past and then Dark Knight is in the future. So technically...
Oh,
Joaquin Phoenix is the past of Hold Heath Ledger's Joker.
Has this been confirmed?
Like no.
It hasn't been confirmed. No, but I that's like that. How, that's I how really I like saw that. It.
But think about it. They look very alike.
They kind of do.
In ways, yeah.
And they act alike. They do. They're kind of almost on the
similar
same
similar mannerisms.
So I would literally watch that Joker movie, and then I would literally watch Dark Knight.
I like that. That's a cool theory. I like that. They do look very similar, though.
I'm going to do that, and then next week, I'm going to talk about that.
Please do.
Yeah, just like sometimes you gotta watch stuff out of chronological order.
And, yeah. Even if they like, don't necessarily go together.
So you gotta watch stuff out of order to put it in chronological chronological order. Like, yes, you can watch the Fast and the Furious movies out of order. You can watch the Alien movies out of order.
Yep.
Because we have the new ones that actually was post Alien, and then we have the new movie that's what's the other word for post? And then
prequel?
Pre and post. And then we had the pre one. So you have pre and post. And those are two new movies that were made after the whole entire Alien franchise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They made new ones that dated before the Alien movie started, and then they made a new one after the Aliens movies.
I like that idea.
It was really good. It was a really cool fucking backstory. It's called Aliens Prometheus. And then, Aliens, fuck.
Isolation?
No.
No.
There's Prometheus, and then there's something else. But those two movies...
Dark Descent.
No, that's not a game. That's a game.
Dark Descent, I was going to say. That's definitely a game.
Oh, Covenant. Alien Covenant. That's what it is right? Alien Covenant. So those two movies added so much background storyline. It just, like... It gave us a good background story of how it started.
Yeah.
And then it gave us a good wrap around. Like a good wrap up.
Good reach around. Yeah.
But it still left a cliffhanger.
Cleft palate?
But it's still like
damn.
And the sun had one of those. But but yeah, that's like when they do stuff like that, they really knock it out of the park. They can fuck it up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It can suck. I'm not saying...
I thought you were going to go on with that sentence.
So let's do Predator. How they came out that new movie, Prey.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It happened back when like Neanderthals and stuff were like roaming the Earth. And like that was a good... So you'd actually have to watch that one first because that's the first Earth visit.
Earth.
Yes, yeah.
That was the visit. That's technically, I guess, the first Earth visit. Even though I clearly thought they stated that they've been there before.
Yeah.
Even Primal. Well,
that's what I thought they call they were, a retcon.
I thought they went there during the dinosaur age.
Yeah.
I could have swore.
They probably retconned it to make it that way.
But then again, they also found stuff like frozen in Antarctica, which I just. Oh no, that was aliens.
Oh.
So I think aliens, because they crossed over, because you can actually watch everything together.
Yeah.
You can watch the Alien movies and the Predator movies.
Yeah, they've done that.
All to fucking together, because they eventually cross over and collaborate.
Yeah.
So then
you
can watch those movies in chronological order.
Same with Freddy and Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Freddy and Jason.
Yeah. Because they eventually come together.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good movie, but.
It was okay. Completely fucking random.
Seemed better.
More random than Jason in space.
Oh my God! Don't even get me going on that movie.
I didn't see it, but that sounds ridiculous.
It was really fucking random. It took place in the future,
right?
They were transporting this body or something. I don't know. It made no sense.
I don't know how they got him in space.
No,
don't do it.
You don't do it.
Just keep him in his lake.
You keep dead space out there.
You keep dead space.
I watched that last night.
What, the movie?
Yeah, Dead Space Downfall.
Oh yeah,
I remember that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is kind of Dead Spacey.
You mean the
PlayStation's
Dead Alien?
Monthly game, the Callisto Protocol.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Free to download.
Is it like Dead Space?
Similar.
Dead Space was such a fucking good.
I never actually got to play Dead Space.
I played all of them.
I'll give you a little gist.
Every single Dead Space, but the last Dead Space I didn't like their weapon setup.
Oh yeah.
They got a little more detailed with the weapon building, and you can kind of create your own things, but they didn't really give you any maybe there is blueprints, but I didn't really understand the workbench.
Oh.
So I was just making random weapons and I didn't understand it.
Fuck it.
But yeah. I still kicked ass, still got through the storyline.
Yeah.
Still fucking loved it. And each game I kind of thought it just got better.
Yeah.
No, Dead Space was great.
Dead Space, yeah.
Mass Effect 2. Holy shit.
I haven't played Mass Effect at all.
Never.
You said...
Never touched it.
Really?
Never.
What am I thinking about?
What?
You're thinking about the Resistance?
No.
Or something.
Resistance was... I mean, the first one was good, but I
didn't like the second one.
Nah, I didn't play it.
No, it kind of just got rehashed.
Because I looked at some of the stuff...
That was basically your spray...
It was the same thing and it looked prettier.
That was a spray and pray game.
Yeah.
It was just to shoot them up.
Yeah.
I thought Fallout was like that. That's why I never bought it until
Oh, you thought Fallout was
I thought it was another first person shooter like Call of Duty.
That's what I thought Red Faction was.
Was hearing about Fallout back in the day, I just thought it was just some
another war game.
When Fallout 3 came out, I was just like, oh, I never heard of the first one and two.
No, you rented it from Blockbuster and never fucking brought it back.
Can you believe that? Can you believe you just said that?
The game.
2010.
Fallout? Oh, yes. That's right. Yeah. I got New Vegas.
And oh, no. New Vegas.
Yeah. It was New Vegas, yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't go into 3. I skipped 3, and then I saw Vegas. I rented it from Blockbuster when they were still a thing.
They're still kind of a thing.
Because there was one in fucking
Baytown. I just bought it through Blockbuster. I was I loved it so much.
And then you got me into it, and I'm like, fuck, this is one of those games I cannot just put.
Then I think
you touched Fallout 3 before I did.
I did, yes.
And then I started, you were kind of dabbling into it.
Yeah.
And then I eventually got Fallout, and then I was like, wow, I didn't realize how this is how the game was. It was so immersive.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like Obsidian, but, it was all...
It's different.
Big survival aspect. Yeah.
But I loved it. The atmosphere was great. Yeah. That timeline that they chose for New Vegas was, perfect.
Yeah.
The music was perfect. Oh. The atmosphere. The ambiance.
Their best game.
Oh, hands down.
Hands down.
Bethesda doesn't like hearing that because Obsidian had a hand in it, but it is true.
And that's probably why it was good, because Obsidian did have a hand in it.
Now it'll be exclusive to Xbox.
Yeah, probably. DJ Primal's on here, says, hey, what's going on?
DJ Primal? Hey.
Kind of dead tonight, and I'm a little disappointed. I think these goddamn, these stupid fucking algorithms are just fucking us in the ass. They're like, oh, you guys took some time off, so now we're going to fuck you.
Because I didn't get notified we're on.
No, so. I know. I had to go on there and share it, but then,
Facebook's not really promoting us.
I'm really thinking about...
should.
I know this might kick us in the ass for at first, but... I'm really starting to think that we might have to make things exclusive, I think. certain things exclusive to one platform and the other platform. And you know,
I know we've discussed it internally, but yeah, I do think we should make our gaming. Discussed that
their show is going to be subscription based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
No, God, yeah. No. Fuck no.
So starting next week, to watch the show, it's going to be $14.99 a week. $14.99 a week to watch an episode.
No, we're not doing that. No. DJ Primal says the t-shirt came in today. Yes, it's always good to hear. I hope you enjoy it, man.
Dude, send a pic. Send a pic of you wearing the merch.
Right.
I think now, what shirt is this now? Is this the one? Well, it depends, because it might be a show shirt, and it might be...
Joy shoes depends.
Yeah, she might have.
She depended on.
Well, she also starved herself to death, too, in real life. So.
Yeah, and launched a microwave into her lap.
When you starve yourself to death, do you just stop using the bathroom altogether?
Yeah, what does happen when you die if you starve to death? Because I know your bowels, like, empty you when probably, you die.
Like, well, you're gonna absorb your last...
Would it just be fluid?
You're going to absorb your last nutrition, which is either...
Any, you're going to eat yourself.
Going to eat yourself. You're going to eat your body fat content that you stored up. So then you're probably just going to shit liquid.
Ooh.
You're just going to shit yourself. Yeah. You're basically shitting yourself out.
Your body is internally eating itself and you're shitting it out. Yeah. All right. Glad we answered
Which would
that.
Probably be liquidy.
Well, DJ Primal says the pit. So in the pit. So I guess,
Copyright Mortal Kombat.
Well, he did buy something from darkarts.com. DX Arcade.
The Dark Arts.
Yes. Shirts. Darkarts.com.
Dark Arts.
Little talk slut.
A little talk slut
for myself here.
Yeah, she's a talk slut. Talk slut.
Yeah, those shirts are officially...
Those shirts are fucking dope.
No longer available, but this one is, though. I can tell you that right now. This one right here, 3 a.m. is ours. This shirt right here is available right now, $24.99 on darkarts.com, DXARKARTS.com. And grab yourself a shirt there. I got a couple different things there that I'm going to be phasing out because I have other stuff coming in. But a lot of new stuff is on there right now. But enough about my stuff. Let's talk about our stuff. Let's talk about brand new. Rated M pullover hoodie right here, now available, still available on the mbombeffect.com or the mbombeffect.bigcartel.com. And grab yours right now, $48.99. You get this beautiful pullover hoodie.
Dope ass hoodie.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's nice. I wore it last.
On that real quick.
Let's see if it works. Well, I mean,
I want to read the label.
Oh, the label. It's not gonna do it.
No.
But
so,
I could.
Yeah.
I know
can
what
you
it says.
Pan over.
It says strong language, mature dark humor, use of alcohol, absolutely dirty, adult themes.
Hey.
So yeah, it's,
love it.
So the back of the hoodie is lined up
like an ESRB warning.
Yes.
Say that again.
ESRB.
Yes.
Pretty much the
ESRB.
Video game.
MASTURBATE.
Masturbation.
Yes. So.
Masturbation.
Wait, can
warning?
Cabal masturbate really fast?
I don't know. Ask him.
Hey, Cabal, can you masturbate really fast?
He is up there in the box. He's in the box.
He does have the power of speed, so just.
Kind
of.
Does he use speed?
Would he nut really quickly?
Probably.
Yeah. He's a one pump man.
One pump chump.
So if it's faster than you can.
Technically, one pump to that person, but technically he's doing like 1,000 pumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, just.
He's a quick little burst machine gun.
Faster than a blink of an eye, so he's got you in the eye before you even know it.
Yeah. You can't even blink.
Nah,
that fast.
It's glued open.
Just shot you through the head.
Hell, we're coming.
We're coming. Not literally, though. Go ahead. Go to our YouTube channel. Sub.
Yes.
Hit this like, subscribe, and hit the bell. And, of course, go to our Facebook channel or Facebook page, so to speak.
Yeah.
Share, like, follow. And, of course, again, go check out the mbombeffect.bigcartel.com. Support the show.
Yes.
Represent the dirty.
Follow us everywhere but in real life.
Share the show. We want to. I'm a little disappointed the reach tonight didn't get where it should be.
Yeah.
It's never usually this bad. But I feel like because we took some time off, they're punishing us.
Yes.
Like Naughty Boys and Black Phone.
Black Phone.
Yeah, you ever watch that movie?
God, I love Ethan Hawke.
Dude, he's great. I was really starting to like you, Finny.
That was a good movie, though.
Go watch it. I can't believe they're making a second one.
Good. They need to.
I don't know how, but they're going to
do it. It's going to be called The White Phone.
No, it's going to be called... Wait, what?
Wait, what?
The black phone and the white phone.
Yeah,
well,
they go against each other because they hate each other.
Jesus Christ.
Cinematic universe.
But then they end up liking each other, and then they make a mix phone.
And we're going to end it right there.
We're going to end it right there, folks.
Yeah.
That takes a whole other level of phone sex.
Phone sex. Get that sound effect.
I'm getting
right
mixed
now.
Signals.
Pops, a piece of shit. Erectile dysfunction.
All right, we will be live next week on the 14th.
Yes.
And then the week after that we won't be, but then the week after that is going to be, oh boy.
The week after is
The 28th.
We're going to have something for your
ass. The 28th, yeah. We're ready. We're ready. Get ready.
You better come back to the show bent over watching this.
Yes.
We need to promote the shit out of that fucking show. Halloween Hangover? Talk about a hangover because it's going to happen probably.
We're fucked.
Well, we're going to be.
And if you join, you will be too.
Do we get tasers out this time?
No.
I'll bring mine.
Well, this time we get the guns out. The real ones.
We do need to do slobber knocker therapy before snow comes.
Yes. Yeah, we got to get something. We need to find something.
We got
to
break shit.
You got to break some shit.
Maybe we could do it on the Halloween Hangover.
Hey. Do like a little...
Maybe. We got to plan cross. All this out.
We also need to.
There's gonna be a lot we want to fit in.
We also need a little title match too, because that championship is it's getting a little comfortable. I'm looking at it right now.
Why are you looking at it?
Because I think I got screwed a couple times out of that title.
The title match will happen during Drunken Buns.
Might have to.
Yeah.
I think so. Might have to make it.
We have to set up. We have to pick a game, set up a scenario, and see who survives better.
Bullshit!
And then we'll let the audience rate it.
Yes.
Whoever reaches them.
We let the audience pick who the winner is?
Bullshit!
Who deserves the title?
All right.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
That's just a thought.
It's a thought. But yeah, maybe they want to get involved.
Do you, the viewer, want to get involved?
Do you want to be
get in?
Well, I'm gonna smell like a fucking haunted
house. Get the full effect to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Make your voice be heard.
Heard. On the
envelope.
Yes.
What?
Huh?
Who?
I don't know. But I can tell you this. We will be live next week on Saturday.
We will.
6 p.m. Eastern
Time. Like it or not.
Yeah. Like it or not. We'll be here. And you'll be here also.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
And I'll fly that
time.
Because
you got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Watch our asses.
Watch our
shit.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop, and that's...
If you're drinking, drive safely.
Yes. If you're drinking, don't drive. Drive safely. Yes. Be responsible. Yeah. And we will see you live next week. Don't die. This is the Airball Effect.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God. Elgin. Snooze me.
Well, there goes the neighborhood. It's a good thing no one got seriously hurt.
Oh, my God!
Whoops, spoke too soon. Don't get too wrecked. See you on the next one.
The M-Bomb Effect.